Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, more and more children are being encouraged to walk or cycle to school, and safety is foremost in the minds of many parents and teaching staff. But some schools say that school traffic wardens are being allocated not based on risk assessment, but based on whether or not funding is available. Well, Brian O'Connell has the story for us. So who pays, firstly, for the school traffic wardens, Brian?
That's a good question, Claire. Essentially, each local authority can arrange with an Garda Síochána for school traffic wardens, and they would patrol places where children cross public roads. The traffic wardens would undergo training. It's generally a part-time role, about 3 to 4 hours a day, a rate of maybe in and around 40, 50 euros. So, as you said, children are being encouraged to walk or cycle more, but some schools I've been talking to, they're questioning how school traffic wardens are allocated, and they're asking why funding seems to be a factor when it comes to children's safety.
And you looked at two schools in different parts of the country. Where are you now?
Well, I'm standing outside the Educate Together National School on Grattan Street in Cork City Centre, which is just behind the courthouse. The school entrance is beside a very busy road here in front of me. There are railings and a crossing with lights, but the school has been campaigning and lobbying hard for a traffic warden for some time, and so far they're being told there's no funding available to allocate one. The school says there's serious safety concerns here. And I met with parents, staff and students just after the morning drop-offs began around 20 past eight. And I could see firsthand, Claire, the issues, beginning with a large truck which was parked a few yards on the right-hand side from the school. And that essentially was obscuring the view for children crossing. Now, this is school principal Mauro O'Riordan, and we'll hear from some students as well.
Grattan Street is the main thoroughfare between the North City and the South, and every day we battle with huge volumes of traffic. We have applied repeatedly for a school traffic warden, and we have been declined in our application based on the lack of funding. It's a two-lane road, and as you can see, the right-hand lane is frequently backed all the way down Grattan Street. And the issue here, Brian, is the left-hand lane is normally free, which goes left at the courthouse. What's happening repeatedly are children, day in, day out, are halfway across that pedestrian crossing when they're met with oncoming cars, trucks, buses, cyclists, motorcyclists, travelling at speed because they can see the light at the courthouse, which is green, and their eye is trained to that light.
And you're being told funding is an issue.
The issue here, Brian, is larger than Cork Educate Together. The issue really is, if there are a certain number of school traffic wardens, are they reviewed? What is the policy? How are they allocated based on risk assessment?
And you believe it should be based on risk assessment as
100%.
Opposed to funding.
Yeah. 100%.
Hello, I'm Matty.
What age are you, Matty?
I'm 12.
12, and yourself?
I'm Ronan, and I'm also 12.
Tell me about the traffic outside here. We can see there's lots of cars now backed up.
It's absolutely terrible. Like, there's way too many cars, I think.
We can see now at the moment there's one car stopped on the zebra crossing there.
Yeah.
There's one car just edging its way onto it. Have you had times where you might get halfway across and you have to go back? Does that happen?
Yeah, it does.
Why is that?
Because some cars are just going way too fast and they just speed across the zebra crossing.
So what do you think should happen?
I think that we should get a school traffic warden, and it will like help with the situation.
So I also spoke to parents, Claire, some of whom have been writing letters to the City Council just to try and get funding in place. Now, many say even though there is a crossing here with lights, they have to park, they have to walk their children across the road because of those safety concerns. Staff obviously can't help children across the road because of insurance issues. Now, this is what parents told me, beginning with Lee Doherty.
We have people rushing through the zebra crossing trying to make the lights at the end of the road.
So it's just coming up to about 8:30 now, 8:40. And we can see it's quite busy. The cars are backed up on the right-hand side down Grattan Street, and some parents are stopping to drop off their kids.
So part of the problem is that as the traffic builds up and they stop, it's blocking the view of the pedestrian crossing, and the traffic just can't see pedestrians crossing. And just what we want is hopefully a high visibility school warden here who can actually stop the traffic. As parents, we're not allowed to do that.
Can you understand why you don't have a school traffic warden?
Not really, no. There's numerous schools around the place that have pedestrian crossings and push-button traffic lights.
Does it call into question the process then, Lee, behind how a school traffic warden is appointed?
It just seems to be first come, first serve.
My name is Anne Rogers. I'm chair of the Board of Management in Cork Educate Together National School, and I have two daughters in second and fifth class.
So where do you drop them off, Anne?
I drop them off, hopefully, if I can get a spot here in the set down area.
They sometimes have to cross this road here, which is quite busy at the moment.
Yeah. And to be perfectly honest, I park up but I get out with them, even though my eldest daughter's in fifth class now. I do feel she's okay to cross, but with my daughter in second class, I'm really nervous that when you come to kind of the second lane, to make sure that she stops and actually looks again, because that's kind of where the issue is, that people are driving really quickly through one lane. It's quite a hairy experience in the mornings.
Can you understand why there isn't a traffic warden there?
No, not at all, actually. We were really surprised. We assumed we would get one. I know there is a zebra crossing there, but in a way, it's actually probably made our situation worse.
Why is that?
I think because there's an assumption that it's safe. And then I suppose children and some parents had an assumption that it was safe, that people would stop at a zebra crossing, where in actual fact, they don't seem to.
Yeah, not everyone stops. What did the City Council have to say, Brian?
I had asked about the criteria used when assessing requests for a school traffic warden at schools, and I was told they were selected historically and they've remained unchanged. In fact, no additional funding has been made available for the provision of school wardens in a number of years, and as a result of that, the numbers have not changed in the city in the past 5 years. It's not just a pot problem in Cork, Claire. I did also speak to a school principal, Marie Rossiter-Gargan. She's in the St John of God Primary School, which is near Wexford Town. Now, she told me about their issues.
About this time last year, our traffic warden became unavailable to fulfil the role. So we were left looking for a new traffic warden. After a few weeks then into September, when the new school year opened, we were then told that there was a new policy in place and that we'd be the first, ourselves and another school in the town, would be the first schools to bear the brunt of this policy, whereby traffic wardens were not going to be replaced, but there would be a traffic management system consisting of circles being drawn on the ground and bollards and that.
What does the school traffic warden add in terms of safety?
We're a very busy arterial route into town, so we're not just talking parental traffic, we're talking people on their way into work from the bypass. What our own dedicated traffic warden gives us in this school is safety. It allows parents to drop their children in the knowledge that they will be able to come into school safely. A traffic warden can anticipate something, can see something where a child doesn't. There was an incident a couple of weeks ago where two children were crossing in the morning and one child discovered, I left my school bag in the car. And it happened in slow motion. It was okay. There was no car coming, but the child stopped and turned and went back. Now, thankfully, it was okay. But you could see it actually playing out in front of your eyes. Every day you come into a school, the first thing has to be safety, and the very essence of safety, even before children come in, surely has to be how the children can be safe crossing the road to our school.
And you got on to Wexford County Council, Brian. They had something of an interesting response also.
Quite interesting. I mean, a bit of a tension, I suppose, between tradition and technology, because they say there's a pedestrian crossing at that particular school. It's controlled by an black and white pole with an amber globe on top. It provides a safe crossing point. And they said school children need to learn to be able to cross busy urban roads. There won't always be a school warden at locations to assist children. So when children learn to properly use school pedestrian crossings, they can use these skills at other crossings within the urban area. And they point out the pedestrian crossing is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, whereas the school warden is only available for a couple of hours per day. So for that reason, they say a pedestrian crossing is usually the more appropriate solution.
Brian, thank you very much. That's an interesting response. I wonder what our listeners think about this issue, whether technology can ever do as good a job as a school traffic warden. 51551 for your text messages. You can email todaycb@rte.ie. Coming up next, the soaring cost of second-hand cars.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.